Looks like you're going to come in with about 50% of the vote over three challengers, which is a pretty impressive performance in a primary election. You must feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, well, we do feel very gratifying that the voters listened to our message and it took to the message, and the message has changed, and that nobody puts party ahead of principle, Bill. It's time for real, authentic change and to stop the red versus blue tribalism and get something done. And I'm glad that that people have listened to that and accepted it. That's what I want to work at.
Talk a little bit about what some of that change is, what you want to see it be.
Well, you know, first and foremost, we've got to get this economy going again, to paraphrase JFK, to get that rising tide lifting all boats once again. And we're growing at 1% GDP, the slowest economic recovery in post-World War II history. The first quarter was 0.8% GDP. Median wages are down $3,000 from the start or the end of the last growth era. So we've got a lot of work to do there, and that involves finally getting a handle on spending. I like across-the-board cuts. I think everybody ought to have skin in the game in spending reductions. Reforming the tax code, absolutely a necessity. And getting the federal government to quit over-regulating so darn much, from the Department of Labor rules to Affordable Care Act to a very, very aggressive EPA. It is strangling the engine of economic growth, and that's what I want to address. And then, of course, national security. We've got to get a handle on these borders and politely but firmly say no to Syrian refugees that may be infused with ISIS members. It's as simple as that.
Your opponent, Angie Craig, not surprisingly, issued a statement just moments ago. And we talked to her earlier in the day also, and I'm going to tell you a few things that she said, okay?
Sure.
She says, quote, "I spent the last part of two decades helping lead medical device manufacturing companies in creating jobs, and Jason Lewis talked at people," unquote. Your response?
Well, I mean, now she wants to go to Washington to do what? To talk at people. You know, look, we will go toe-to-toe with Angie Craig on every single issue. And if she wants to put people out of work at Pine Bend Refinery because she's latched on to President Obama's global climate initiative, she can do that. But I'm not going to put those people out of work. So there are going to be stark differences between Ms. Craig and Jason Lewis. I can hardly wait to start the debate.
One of the other things she said, well, she said what you said is, or what you indicated is, things, quote, "from dubbing young women as non-thinking to suggesting victims of natural disasters are just whiners to some twisted logic on slavery," unquote. Your response to that?
She's trying to bring out the oldies but goodies. You know, I've had my opponents be taking my words out of context and distorting them for better part of 8 months now. The voters are not going back to gotcha politics. They're not looking back. What Angie is saying will do nothing to reduce health care premiums, nothing to reform the tax code, and certainly nothing to control the budget, because she's advocating massive billion-dollar increases in the budget. So let's have this debate. I can hardly wait.
What do you think of Donald Trump? Do you support him unequivocally?
I said in October when I got in the race that I would be supporting the top of the ticket. I didn't endorse anyone, but I maintain that position. I'm supporting the top of the ticket because Hillary Clinton and her appointments on the Supreme Court, when I talk about overregulation and making law from the Oval Office, a full-throated assault on the separation of powers under this administration would continue under Ms. Clinton, and that is untenable in my view.
How close are you to Donald Trump in your views? Do you match up pretty closely, or are there some areas you diverge, and in which areas are those?
Well, I certainly don't support aggressive eminent domain. My family went through it. We have, you know, the rights of life, liberty, and property in this country, and I intend to uphold those. So there are areas of disagreement, but his economic speech yesterday, the Detroit Economic Club, was very good, and his tax plan is very good.
What do you think about some of the things that he's said about certain minority groups within the population?
Well, Bill, you'd have to ask Donald Trump. The only candidate I endorse in this race is Jason Lewis.
I'm wondering what you think of some of the things he said about that.
Well, I don't know. What do I think of the way former President Bill Clinton treats women? I mean, that's immaterial to the race in the second district.